This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Mishnayis Lili Nishmas, my father, Moshe Yitzchak Ben Doiv, also L'schus Refuah Shleimah for Kol Chayli Am Yisrael, also L'schus Kol Am Yisrael, especially those who are in the Sunnah B'Tzara V'Shivya. We're up to Meseches Shavuos, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Hei. We're talking about a person that says he's making a Shavuah that he will or won't do something. And now we're going to just make a general rule in the Mishnah about what that means and give it a few different scenarios. And then we're going to have some people who are make a machlekes on it, and then we're going to try to figure out the logic behind the machlekes. Echad dvarim shel atzmai, whether it's something that a person makes a shvua about himself. He swears that he himself is going to do, not going to do, whatever it is, something. Ve'echad shel dvarim shel achem, or a person swears that a different person won't do something, or he won't let a different person do something. Ve'echad dvarim shiyesh behem mamash, whether it's something that is actually a physical thing that you can touch. Ve'echad dvarim she'ein behem mamash, or it's something that's not a physical thing that you can touch. And we're going to give examples in a minute. Ve'echad dvarim she'ein behem mamash, and even things that are not, does not have a physical thing you can touch. Ketzad, let's talk about what those examples are. Amar, he said, Shavua, I'm making a Shavua, she'etin lish pleni, I'm going to give such and such to that person. That's something that's physical, and I'm going to do it for so-and-so. I'm doing it to that person, or for that person. Vishalayatin, or is Shavua is that I won't give. Shanasati, or it's in the past tense, I gave. Vishalanasati, or I didn't give. So here you have a person, he himself is sitting in the center of this picture, and he's talking about either he will give, he will eat or that he won't eat, then he has to do it. He has to eat it or that he has to not eat it. He said he will give or he said that he won't give. So he has to give it or he has to not give it. She'ishan v'shaloyishan, I will sleep or I won't sleep. Right, so here you have a person, he swore that he won't sleep, he has to stay up. The person that he swore that he will sleep, he has to go to sleep. Or that he slept, or that he didn't sleep. We'll see that in a second. She yoshanti v'shelo yoshanti. Whether he's swearing that in the past he has slept or that he didn't sleep. Then it has to have been that he slept or that he didn't sleep, right? So here we have a person who was asleep and now he's awake and now he's making that shvua. Or that he was awake and he's still awake and he's making that shvua. She'ezrek tzror layam, I will throw a stone into the sea. V'shelo yezrek, or I will not throw a stone into the sea. She'zarakti, that I in the past tense have in the past, I have thrown a stone into the sea. V'shalezrakti, or I didn't throw a stone into the sea. And again, here we have this person. He makes a shvua that he's going to throw, and he needs to throw it. Here he's throwing it into the sea. He makes a shvua that he threw, so he has to throw. It has to be that he threw, or otherwise he's chayev that he made a false oath. A false shvua. Rabbi Shmuel argues on the past tense part of it, and he says, "Shmuel, ayino chayev ella ala osed lava. He's only mechuyev on oaths, on shvuas that he makes that are on future tense, future things that he's going to do. Why? And he derives it from a pasuk that says lahara oileitiv, that he is going to do something that's to bad, meaning that he's going to do something negative, he's going to take something away from somebody, or to do something good, to give something to somebody. So Rabbi Kiva doesn't like this logic necessarily because there are other exceptions. So if he learns that there are exceptions to that future doing good or doing bad, right? So for example, if there's things that are not positive or negative, they're just giving or not giving or doing other things, then, or not even giving to that person, but I will do or I won't do, not to another person, then is that also considered not part of the Shavua? No, you're allowed to, that is a Shavua, and that also is Mechoyev for, even according to Rabbi Shmuel. So therefore, he, Rabbi Shmuel, considers that there are exceptions to this. So if he makes exceptions, then he should make also exception for the past tense. Amar Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva says to Rabbi Shmuel, Im Kain, if you say that it's only for Lahara or Lehitiv, Ein Li Ela Dvarim Shesh Behen Lahara Lehitiv, or Hara Ayatava. It can only consider things that are either doing good for someone or doing bad for someone. Dvarim She'ein Lahem Behem Hara Ayatava Menayin. How do you know that if you make a Shivua for something that's neither nor, it's parv, it doesn't do positive or negative for anyone. Amaloi, well, if he promised it, if he swore it, he has to do it. And I know that miribu akasev, because it says chalashayivate, all the things the Torah, the pasuk comes to tell us more than that, because it says all the things that he will utter out of his mouth, chalashayivate. So therefore, I know that Amaloi. So Rabbi Kiva says imriba akasev lakach, if the extra or the pasuk went ahead and made it more by saying l'chol for all the things, riba kaz v'kach, it also tells you that it's a more thing for past tense as well. So if you're learning that it's not just lahara al-eitiv, then you also have to learn that it could be past tense and future tense, not just future tense. Yasher koyach, and have a great day.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.